After 25 years in corporate, I'm currently taking time off work to reflect, reinvent, and rejuvenate. This sabbatical was 10 years in the making, after deciding that I didn't want to go through yet another brutal company restructure. I'm now pursuing my own interests and experimenting with how I want to spend my time into the future. Welcome to a new series of Unchained podcasts. In these episodes, I'm talking to people who have taken breaks from work for various reasons. I want to understand why they did it, what they did on their breaks, what they learned from the experience, and how they are taking lessons learned from the experience back into their work lives. My guest today is Pamela Naidoo-Amiglio. Pamela is an executive leader, geoscientist, board member, and volunteer. Her background in mining and exploration, technology implementation, people development, and stakeholder engagement has contributed to the mining industry and Australia's nuclear industry for the last 30 years. Pamela is on the executive committee for a number of organizations. She founded Women in Mining South Africa in 2010 and was recognized in the inaugural Top 100 Global Women in Mining in 2013. Welcome to the studio, Pamela.
Thank you, Pietra, and it's wonderful to be chatting with you today.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you currently doing?
Well, I am currently working in Australia's only nuclear reactor at an organization called ANSTO. It's been quite a change from working in mining previously.
And I understand that you took a sabbatical, you said in 2015. Why did you decide to take the sabbatical and what were your reasons for doing it?
Sure. Well, back in 2015, I'd been about 20 years into mining at that point, and I'd pretty much reached many of the goals that I'd wanted to in mining. So I had been thinking about what would be next. The driver for actually taking a break, though, was I'd been through a takeover of the mine I was working on by another company. I was actually holding down three roles and getting close to burnout and realized I didn't have the support needed to be able to continue, and thought, well, this is it. I'll quit. I'll take time off to think about what I really want to do and how to get there. So that precipitated my resigning in what was the middle of one of the mining downturns, but I had sufficient confidence in myself to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing how, and I've heard this from many people, that you have to get so close to burnout before you decide you're going to take the break. So I'm wondering why that is.
I think it's being comfortable. You know, you get into a comfort zone, you do what you know you can do, you build on past successes, and it's quite scary to take the next step in making the change. For me, recognizing that I was getting close to burnout meant that I could now give myself permission to make that, to stop and to make the change, which was an interesting observation for myself at the time.
So before you, did you have any time to plan the break that you were going to take, or was it sort of a spur of the moment thing?
It was, the timing was not planned, I would say. I had intended to stay on, you know, for until the end of that year or a year later. But things got to a point where I knew to back myself in what I was doing. So I thought, well, this is the point where I stop, say enough is enough, and get on with what I wanted to do myself.
Before you took the break, what did you think it was going to be like? You know, did you have any plans for it? And what was the, because there's this fantasy about what the break is going to be like, you know. For me, it was for the first month to sleep as much as possible. And then I had all this long list of things I was going to do in my sabbatical. What was your list and what was that fantasy?
Well, so it was partly fantasy, partly reality. What precipitated stopping at the time or resigning at the time was I needed to complete an assignment for my company director's course. And been doing the three roles on the mine, I just did not have time to do so. So I thought, okay, I can either take some leave and do this, or I can resign and still do it and do other things as well. So I made the decision to resign. And so first thing, I wanted to complete that assignment. But secondly, I did want to break I had not really taken much time off for the past few years. It was a good time to stop and take that short break. It had been really hectic couple of years in the lead up to the mine being sold.
And how long did you think you were going to break for? What was your plan?
Well, because I hadn't actually intended to resign this just then, I'd meant to stay on until at least another year, I knew that I would have to find a job. So I thought it would take me about 6 months or so. And I planned out those 6 months in terms of getting my assignment done in the first couple of weeks, taking some time to plan how I wanted to approach job hunting and to apply for roles at the same time. But from a time off perspective, I wanted to spend more time on some of my hobbies, which was photography at that time, and to explore Australia, I think we'd been in Australia for about 3 years then. And I thought, well, there's a number of places I still want to see, with the Great Barrier Reef being top of that bucket list.
So when you told your family and friends that you were going to take a break, what was their reaction?
I didn't tell anyone apart from my spouse, who was very supportive. You know, they were living through that process of burnout that I was going through, and they backed me all the way as well. You know, it was kind of scary saying I'm going to resign from my job, from something that pays well, that keeps us in a home, and not know what we were going to do for the next 6 months. But I guess from a planning perspective, I could rely on the fact that I've always had a savings net for situations like these, having previously been made redundant in mining twice before. So, you know, you learn from that. So it wasn't as scary. And I thought the 6 months was realistic, given I wasn't going to leave mining immediately. I was going to rely on what I knew. But mining was in a cyclical downturn, so it could take some time to find a job.
Yes, you'd done some planning. You were going to finish your course or your assignment for your course and then do some traveling and then spend some time on your hobbies. Yeah, so that was the plan for the 6 months. So what then actually happened? Did you do exactly that you had planned, or did it turn out to be a little bit different?
It did turn out to be a little different, I must admit. I got the assignment done, which was fantastic. So I graduated from the company director's course. And that was step one in my grand plan of making a change in my career. I took some time out to reflect on things and journal a little, but I'm a very impatient person, so that didn't work out as well as I thought it would. I did go on that fantastic holiday to Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef off by myself on an adventure. And that was awesome. Just spent a week in... I remember it was the middle of winter. It was snowing in New South Wales, and I was in tropical Cairns in a sundress. It was just awesome. And it felt really good to get away from everything on my own. But when I got back, I realized, well, there was going to be quite a lot of work to do in terms of job hunting. But it was very deliberate, because I knew I was using this time to change what I wanted to do. And what I wanted was to work more broadly than in mining. I knew that I needed to diversify my skill set. And so I was looking for very different types of roles, which, you know, meant that it could take a very long time to find it, because I was not what people were looking for. I had to sell my skills. And it actually went a lot faster than I expected. I mean, I did apply for 30-odd roles and had about 3 or 4 interviews, but the role I actually got happened very quickly, and they wanted me to start rather soon as well, which meant that the other half of my holiday plans had to go awry, which was a pity.
So you still owed 3 months to yourself at some point.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny how when you go through a very, very brutal restructure or a, you know, very inhumane way of working, you have this long list of things that you don't want anymore. Okay, I don't want all of this stuff anymore. And then it sort of influences the next phase of your life in terms of these are the types of roles I then want, because I know what I don't want.
Yes.
Because you've had that already. Yes. Did you find it like that?
Not exactly, because some of the things, well, okay, I knew that I didn't want to be purely technical and I wanted to be much broader in my set of experiences that I built up, because the goal I was working towards was moving out of the mining industry into another industry. What that other was an unknown, but I knew that I had to develop transferable skills. And I was very interested in technology and science. So I knew it would be a science-based organization. I didn't really spend too much time on what I didn't want, apart from knowing that I didn't want to burn myself out again.
What did you learn from that 3 months of taking a break?
I suppose rely on my previous experience more. In the time leading up to taking the time off, I was actually, I suppose, mentally more anguished because I was suffering a lack of self-esteem and trying to keep on top of everything and not having the support to do so. And I think that erosion of self-esteem went deeper than I expected, because the relief from not having to do that was fantastic. I could build myself up to my usual levels of self-confidence and self-reliance. And it made me realize that I should never get to that point again, to understand what the warning signs were and to take time out and nurture myself more. So I think the nurturing is mostly what I got out of it. And remembering that I have the ability to make changes and be more adventurous.
So what do you wish you'd done more of on your break?
I do wish I'd taken more holiday time than spent more time job hunting.
Okay. Yes, you still owed 3 months to yourself for later in your career at some point.
Well, yeah, I've been working on like how to split 3 months over, you know, the next 6 years or so.
Is there anything about taking a break that surprised you?
I'd say the depth of not knowing. You know, intellectually, I knew that there was going to be a level of uncertainty. What I wasn't prepared for was emotionally how much that could affect your way of thinking, but also how liberating that could be as well.
You said you found a little bit of time for journaling and introspection. What did that look like for you?
So for me, it looked like a lot of answering questions of what I'd like my ideal job to be. You know, there's quizzes up there. Pros and cons of looking at different roles that I'd come across, whether they interested me or not. Revisiting some of the personality analyses, I guess you'd call them. Things like, you know, Myers-Briggs I'd done ages ago, and any feedback I got from performance reviews. But also, I spent a bit of time asking people whom I was close to or whose opinion mattered to me what they thought my strengths were and my areas of development. And I think I got the most out of that, actually asking people what they thought and sort of comparing that feedback to what I thought of myself and directions I could go.
What was the most useful piece of advice you got?
I guess throughout it all, what helped me a lot was how much those people I reached out to were prepared to take time out to talk to me and to support me in the process.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who actually care about you.
Yeah.
And you only really realize that once you look away from work. I found that.
It was exactly yeah. that, Kitcher. It was so interesting to realize, well, you know, people I'd normally reach out to just on a work basis now are saying, well, you know, this is not about work, but more about how you perceive me and what you think I could be doing differently. So it was good to have those conversations.
So how have you taken the lessons you learned from the sabbatical or from the break back mm-hmm. into your current workspace?
I guess to continue the story, I did eventually leave mining in a short period of time. And I moved into the nuclear industry. And that pivot from mining to a different industry was very deliberate, as I said. It's something that career break gave me time to think about and to chart out in terms of goals and possible steps and how I could build the skills to make that career pivot. And I use the word pivot very deliberately because it was something I now use when I chat to my mentees in STEM who are also looking at how they can chart their way through their careers, you know, be able to provide them some advice in that it's not necessarily a straight line. There are times you deviate. There are times you deliberately head off in a different direction. So, you know, that's one aspect that I take forward. The other is very much about taking care of myself and ensuring that when I'm doing too much, that I start unpacking it and focusing in on what I can do and what I can put off to another time. Finally, oh yes, to take those holiday breaks when I can and go for it, because you never know when something else is going to happen and you have to change plans again.
Yeah, it sounds like you used your break to deliberately almost redesign your life, to design a better career for yourself, or something that would be a better fit for you.
Yes, so a better fit in terms of my interests, definitely, because I did want to do something new, and also a better fit in terms of being more aware about the impacts of work and work environment on myself. So being more deliberate in how to manage that as well.
You mentioned that you were very, very close to burnout and you could see the signs in burnout in yourself. So have you taken deliberate steps now to make sure that that never happens again, that you can recognize the signs?
Yes.
and look after yourself better?
I have, yes. And it's you know, it's taught me to reach out earlier to ask for help. And if help's not forthcoming, then to make some, you know, further decisions on what I do and don't do. It's interesting because during the COVID pandemic, it got to a point where it was starting to feel similar, where it was constant work because, you know, running a nuclear reactor and nuclear medicine production for Australia meant we were constantly on as an essential service, and with not being able to get away because there were also very strict restrictions as to where you could move, you know, within like 5 kilometers of your home and so on. That sense of being restricted also weighed me down. And I realized, well, ooh, I'm starting to feel like I did back then, around about the time when I thought I should take a break. So I started doing these mini breaks, you know, a weekend with not looking at the computer or the phone, and just very deliberately doing something different. Because I'd learned the importance of being mentally switched off and having a refresher that way. So, you know, that is something that helped me through that time frame and which continues now. I actually have a very good example that I follow in my workplace of a colleague who takes he calls it a mental health break. Every couple of Fridays, he takes the time off to have a long weekend. And I thought, that's actually a really sensible thing to do. And so that's been one of my learnings about taking care of myself to be able to do what I need to do work-wise and support my teams and in what is quite a complex environment.
I have this concept which I call the sabbatical mindset. And it almost sounds like these mini breaks and mental health breaks are part of taking your sabbatical mindset back into the workplace with you and to maintain that break feeling even in between work.
Absolutely. You were saying earlier, oh, I've owed myself 3 months somewhere down the line. I actually don't feel I owe myself that anymore because I've been taking the time deliberately. You know, it may not be a long period of time, but I feel that even if I take a long weekend, that I've learned how to disconnect enough to make it count. So yes, I think, you know, I would call that a sabbatical mindset, certainly.
And I think that's really important. I think we all have to try and figure out what does a sabbatical mindset look like for each of us to be able to work it into your hectic work schedule so that you don't ever get to a point where you feel like you just can't take it anymore. Do you think you'll take a sabbatical again? And what would you do differently if you were to take one again?
If I took a sabbatical again, so a sabbatical for me is the next time I do it wouldn't be to pivot my career like I've done previously. This time, if I took a sabbatical, it would be more about doing a few things I've not had time for in the day-to-day. And this is to pursue one of my passions with my hubby, which is wild orchid hunting and writing a book about them. We're very keen to do this as citizen scientists, but we've not had the time. So a sabbatical with the time out to do that with further exploration around Australia, the travel piece that he always loved.
I can totally identify with that. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we didn't talk about?
I think the experience for me with nearly burning out and then taking time out to really think about what I wanted out of my career has helped me to empathize a lot more with my mentees, particularly those who are starting out in their careers. I mentor a lot of PhDs in particular who are facing a change from being in a academic environment to potentially moving into the industry environment. And I feel that the time I've had when I deliberately made a change myself helps provide me with some empathy for what they're going through, and then, you know, potentially advice on what they could think of to help guide them in their choices. That was useful to step back and give yourself the time to think about things differently.
Yeah, I think taking time out helps you to understand other people better as well. You know, when somebody comes to you and says, I want to take some time out to figure out if this is still the right fit for me. I really still want to be here.
Yes.
If this job is making my heart sing, then you'll understand what they're talking about.
Yes,
yeah, definitely. I think it makes you a better manager as well.
I think so too. I hope that, yeah, I'm providing my team for flexibility to do this as well. You know, take that time off, try something new.
Thanks so much for joining me in the studio. It's been absolutely lovely speaking to you, Pam.
Thank you, Petra. It's been lovely speaking to you as well. And to get to talk about what I call my career pivots more than my career break, because the break was far too short.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.